I don't know what to do. Maybe we could just do testimony service next week. What do you guys think? You know, kind of throws our schedule off a little bit, but that's okay. You know, postpone it a week. Because I like testimony Sabbath. I mean, it was neat too. I've already got 5 sermons for that Malachi warning. Last night I was getting ready to go to bed, and the Lord moved me just to check my notes on the 5th sermon that I'm working on, and I'm only in Malachi chapter 2. And I start looking at it, and before you know it, he gave me the rest of the sermon and finished out chapter 2. And I look at the clock and it's 2:30 a.m. So, oh, okay. All right, well, yeah, maybe we can do Q&A tonight. I don't know, because we're going to fall out probably, and maybe not. See, that's the thing. You can't. It's what they call a crapshoot. You don't know. And that's not a dirty word. It's like playing dice. You don't know what you're throwing. And, but yeah, I put a couple of things on the site today, and I made a new section. I don't believe that for a second, Alex. You know, I know you're just repeating what they're saying, and I don't know if you believe it or not, but here's what I found out today. Okay, let me just put this up. I put a new... See, now my site's taking forever to log in. Okay, here it goes. All right. I put a new section on the additional articles confirming we are in the last days. I didn't even do a blog entry this week. You know, it's just been one problem after another. But new section is titled Coronavirus Political Theater with a question mark. Here's just some of the headlines. China responds to virus investigation demanding, China responds to virus investigation demand by demolishing Ground Zero. Right? Think about that. All right? Then this one article is some woman, the headline is her sentence. She says, I just got back from a coronavirus hot zone and no one at JFK seemed to notice. That's the airport. In other words, no problems in security, in and out. And this is my own headline. I mean, if you click this headline, let me just click it and I'll get to the article here in a minute. But here's what I put as a headline for this article. I put coronavirus spreads and suddenly political opponents begin to die. And then the real headline says, 2 more senior Iranian officials die of Chinese coronavirus. I don't doubt for a second that they did not die of coronavirus. I think they were assassinated or poisoned, and coronavirus is just put out there to make it look like. Remember when the Vatican was going from country to country, changing everybody's constitutions? This seems to be the same thing that's going on here, only it is like with all those bankers that were jumping off roofs. You know, about 2-3 years ago, they stopped doing their suicides, or so they called them. They just throw these guys off the roofs because they weren't going to go along with the plans and, you know, with the cashless society thing and then locking down people's deposit boxes and taking people's money from them, because there's articles all over the place about what they're planning to do with the banks. But then it doesn't matter. We don't need money. We got Christ. So that, you know, if they want to play with that monopoly money, fine, you know. And then, and to push the, here's another article, to push the idea. You know, the reason I say I don't believe those guys died of coronavirus is because, as we all know, Iran is an issue for a lot of people, especially in the Middle East. Their instability. They cause problems for the Jews, and because our government thinks the Jews are the chosen people, it causes problems for us politically. So if you kill these guys off, it'll be easier for them to die publicly if you just tell that nation they died of the coronavirus. Oh, no, then there's no investigation to look into an assassination, because everybody thinks the coronavirus is out there. It just seems like obvious to me. Now, here's another thing. Here's this headline. It says, it's all fake, with an exclamation point. Then it says, watch Wuhan residents shout down a top China official during coronavirus visit. What this is, it's a video. Let me just think. See here. If it's the one. It actually shows the video. It's taken forever to load in because, yeah, it's, hopefully they didn't pull it down. It's still not loading in, but what it was that article is about how they were doing an outside demonstration, or they were doing an outside, like, cleansing of the coronavirus thing, you know, get people. And I guess it was a high-rise building. Okay, good. The thing just came in. Okay, thanks, Frank. Thanks for reminding me. See, the Chinese government is keen for the world to know. Now, here's the thing. The World Health Organization, you know, WHO, they asked them for information into Ground Zero as to where this all started. You know, this is like with the Typhoid Mary thing. You got to find out where the virus started so as to get rid of the problem. Well, China destroys it, which means it's either fake or man-made, which I'm leaning towards fake. It's just, these people are just dying because they're a problem for them, and so they kill them off. But here's the thing. They're doing this thing, and they got this high-rise apartment building that's near where they're doing this. And as soon as they go on camera, all these people from the windows are yelling, it's fake, fake, it's all fake. It's a show put on for you. Everything is faked. That's what the article says. They're shouting this from the windows from China. And because they, you know, they safety in numbers. They did it up there, so it's hard to tell where the voices are coming from because everybody's hiding behind curtains. So you couldn't really tell who's the ones yelling. Is it, you know, and knowing China, they'll probably kill everybody in the building, you know, for all the way they are. And so the next article is, this next one is contaminated cash may spread coronavirus. World Health Organization warns. And I put in parentheses, to help bring cash to society. Seriously, they've already got, like, look at India. It's like 90% cashless now. And a bunch of other countries, but in our nation too, the same thing. We're heading towards a cashless society. There's some businesses that will not accept cash now in the U.S. And so if they make cash dangerous in this way, they can quickly bring in a cashless society, because that's the only way you can enforce the mark of the beast. If you have cash, then, you know. But if they make cash illegal because it's supposedly killing people, I mean, seriously, if they want a one-world government by 2030, that's 9.5 years. If they want that one-world government by then, they're going to have to kick it up a notch. And Sister White specifically said, and by the way, I'm not recording this. Maybe I should have. Are you recording it, Joe? But Sister White specifically said that it's going to go very, very fast in these last days. Okay, thanks, Joe. Send it to me later if you can. And so we all know what she said about that. The last movements are going to be rapid ones. And so they have to kick this up a notch. We know what we're looking at here. You know, maybe it's a good thing we're not on the stream right now, because if we were to say this stuff on YouTube, how long would we still be on YouTube? So, and there's nobody on the radio for some reason. Well, we ain't got enough bandwidth for the radio anyway, so maybe that's probably why. Everybody's in here, and we only got 30 families in here. And then this next one here, this next article, is another one that I put in this new section I made, and it's a poll. 60% of the GOP, the grand old party, you know, all the Republicans in the U.S., they all think that the media is using coronavirus to hurt the president. You know, and that's why Trump signed that bill today for $8.3 billion. He asked for $2.5 billion to fight the coronavirus. And I believe in my heart of hearts that he's honestly trying his best. He does, you know, it's just like we were saying for decades. The U.S., the American people are going to do everything they can, you know, because the presidents are going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And when they get so bad, they're going to demand a Christian, or, you know, a supposedly Christian president. But by that time, that Christian is going to be so plastic. That's Trump. You know, he claims to be a Christian, but you know he's not. But he's trying his best, let's say. You know, let's just say he's as honest as he can be. So he sees them, you know, pumping up the media, trying to make it look like the coronavirus is the problem, and they're going to try and bring him down for it. So he jumps the gun and says, give me $2.5 billion to fight it. They gave him $8.3 so they can make themselves look good, the left, you know, on the left. And so now he has what he needs to cover his end, to make it look like he's actually doing something, because, you know, that money will just evaporate somewhere. Because what are they going to use it for if it's fake? The next one, this is a video of famous soccer coach schools a journalist on a ridiculous coronavirus reporting. Because this is what they're doing in the media, and that's the last one I have. I didn't look for anymore. But the reporter asks a soccer coach what he thinks about the coronavirus. And he schools him. He literally puts him in his place saying, look, why do you people in the media ask celebrities? Why do you ask me, a soccer coach? I don't know the first thing about this stuff. He says, there's people 10 times smarter than myself, you know, scientists. Those are the people you should be asking. But no, you're out here asking Hollywood. You're out here asking politicians that don't know anything about, even if this is a legit virus. Because if they can get enough uneducated people to make statements, they can flood the media with that garbage. I mean, look what Hollywood does. And so, and then if you look at the real numbers, I had an article I put up on the site a couple of weeks ago where they showed the coronavirus has a fraction of amount of deaths as opposed to the regular flu. The regular flu, I think they said, killed 80,000 people, but the coronavirus was at that time 2,000. So where's the sense in that? You know, I mean, it's a political game. You know, they have to manipulate the people. And so the problem with this is when you go out and you say this kind of stuff, like I'm saying, it's just like what you see, like on YouTube, when I mention something about climate change and expose it. All of a sudden, there's an ad underneath my video from YouTube declaring that climate change is legit and they got global warming information and all this. They're advertising on my video because I mentioned and I exposed climate change. And then, of course, you know, they shadow ban me. That's another reason why I didn't do a video this week. I'm actually getting to the point where I don't want to make videos anymore. You know? I mean, why bother? When, I mean, because I did a thing. As a matter of fact, I can check it right now. Just for giggles. Check my community thing here. Let me go here, hit the community thing. And I got 30,000 subscribers, okay? I'm a couple of subscribers short of that, let's say. You know, I'm almost there. And where did I put this up? Sermon blocked by YouTube. Sermon blocked by... What? See, that's another thing. I put out a poll and it shows up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I didn't put that out 5 times. I put it out once. And so that makes me look like a spammer. That way they can pull me for that. Okay, now here's this one I put out 2 weeks ago. And it says, notice that it shows I have 29,600 and some odd subscribers. It just says 29.6K, right? I sent out a poll 2 days ago. 60% said they were getting alerts to my videos. 40% no. But that's not, let's see, but that's not, let me hit read more. That's not the main issue. I sent out the poll to 29,600 plus subscribers and I get only 149 responses. And out of the 149 people, 60%. Said they were getting alerts that I'm making videos. You know, I put out a video and what, 60 people get an email saying, yeah, I put out a video. Well, whoop-de-doo. You know, that's why I'm working on John 14:29. The blog was still like right now. Yeah, the blog gets more. My blog gets more hits than my videos now. And my blog's on my side. On my site. I don't have billions of subscribers hundreds of millions like YouTube does. But let me just see if this went up any, because, okay, now it says 57 to 43, so let's just see it. 182 votes. That's what it went up to. Because that I left the poll on there. The poll is still on there. So yes, they said they're getting it. 57% said yes. No, 43% says no, we're not getting any alerts. It's a miracle they got the community alert. Because when you send out a community alert, everybody that's a subscriber is supposed to get some kind of a PM from you.